to everyone on the post Mother's Day weekend. I've got a little post Mother's Day thing for you coming up today. Kim, why don't you tell us about Tri-State Livestock News?
Oh, grab your hat, everybody, because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture.
I do hope that everybody remembered that Mother's Day was this past weekend. But if you didn't, I did a little research for you. And with Mother's Day in the past now, many people were on the hunt for a gift that says just how much they love their mom. Difficult to distill such complex emotions down to just one gift, I know. It's unsurprising that for many, flowers are still the go-to. And I wonder how many people just go, I can't think of anything else. She doesn't really need anything else. She hasn't told me that she needs anything else. So I'll get flowers. That'll be nice. And it is. But even then, there are so many different types of flowers to choose from. Nailing down the right bouquet can feel kind of overwhelming. And this might be why the classic rose reigns supreme as the U.S.'s favorite flower to send their moms. Uber Eats has crunched the numbers from last year to reveal the most popular Mother's Day gifts in each state, and roses come out on top in 36 of the 50 states. California, Texas, Florida, Illinois, Georgia, and Pennsylvania were among those where mothers were likely to be showered with roses. A combination of roses and lilies proved most popular in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Wisconsin. New Yorkers, on the other hand, preferred tulips, while customers in states like New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Alaska opted for some mixed bouquets. So, good for them. Flowers aren't right for everyone, and your mom might be more impressed by a gift that indulges her sweet tooth. So, I'm not going to say that just because the Mother's Day candy is going to be on sale now, but maybe you want to consider something like this. The most popular dessert items last year included chocolate-dipped strawberries. I'm not sure why that's a big thing, but it is. Chocolate brownies, strawberry cake, mousse cake, and True Fruit's white and dark chocolate raspberries. Now, that sounds pretty good. Perfume also made a strong showing in the beauty category. Among the most bought fragrances were Versace's Bright Crystal, Santal 33, another 13, Dolce & Gabbana's Light Blue, and Noir 29. I don't even know those. Wondering which were the most generous states? Well, California, the average Mother's Day gift basket cost just under $95. Followed by New York, $75, Massachusetts at $73, Texas at $69, and Nevada at $67. Comparing spending on fathers and mothers, it seems that we're more inclined to splurge a little bit more on mom. In a separate survey by the National Retail Federation, Americans were expected to spend a record-breaking $33.5 billion on Mother's Day last year, averaging $254 per person. Meanwhile, Father's Day spending was predicted to come out much lower, at about $22 billion, with an average of $190 spent per shopper for Father's Day. So that's a gap of about $11 billion. I'm not sure what the tariffs are going to do for all that, but I thought you might want to know. Maybe there's some ideas in there. If it did slip your mind, or you just got busy for Mother's Day and you didn't get a chance to grab something for mom or your wife, well, it's not too late. Well, you can still redeem yourself, maybe. I should put it that way. So don't forget to go out there and grab something nice for her. Here's a couple quotable quotes that maybe we should pass along for you today. Do not free a camel of the burden of his hump. You may be freeing him from being a camel. Okay? When someone demands blind obedience, you'd be a fool not to peek, at least a little bit. We don't believe in rheumatism and true love until after the first attack. Boy, can you relate to that? As long as you keep a person down, some part of you has to be down there to hold him down. So it means that you cannot soar as you otherwise might. Just some things to think about here. And hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend. If you have something to share with the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. I also want to welcome on board the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They're back again and open for business here in Cherry County. Visit them at visitvalentine.com or at .org. Check out their 50 things to do. Maybe book a float trip down the scenic Niobrara River, a trip on a sailboat at Merritt Reservoir, or a fishing trip for walleye. Whatever it might be, there's 300-plus rooms waiting for you, numerous Airbnbs and camping spots as well. Again, that's visitvalentine.com. And that's the good stuff.